you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, November 7th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your afternoon news. Since purchasing Twitter, Elon Musk has fired the company's top executives, and massive layoffs began Friday. Circulating reports have shown as many as half of all Twitter employees, approximately 3,700 of them, could be laid off. But that could violate the state and federal WARN Act, a law that requires 60 days' notice when a large employer like Twitter lays off more than 50 people. Employee rights attorney Lisa Bloom says Twitter is trying to compensate by giving employees their pay and benefits for two more months.
And there's also a real question in my mind about whether there's a discriminatory aspect to who was chosen to be laid off. Was it disproportionately women, people of color, older workers? That's very common in mass layoffs, and I'm already hearing rumblings about that. So we're investigating that for the people who are reaching out to us as well.
Bloom says state law also provides penalties of $500 a day per employee for violating that WARN Act. And there's still time to cast your vote in person, drop box, or mail. With the election Tuesday, LA has a total of 600 vote centers. You can walk into any vote center and cast your ballot, drop off a mail-in ballot, and even register to vote. They're open from 10 to 7 today, Monday, and on Election Day, tomorrow, they open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. when the polls close. Find a vote center at locator.lavote.gov. And a new Kaiser Health News investigation shows the nation's largest Medicaid-managed care company has been showering politicians with millions of dollars in California and 32 states while it seeks contracts and settles overbilling allegations. Stephanie O'Neill reports.
St. Louis-based Centene Corporation pledged to investors to disclose its political contributions, but KHN found the company, funded largely by taxpayers, omitting much of its subsidiary giving from reports on its website. IRS tax filings analyzed by KHN, plus data from the nonpartisan nonprofit group Open Secrets, show since 2015, Centene, its subsidiaries, top executives, and their spouses gave at least $26 million to politicians and their fundraising arms in 33 states. This approach allowed Centene to skirt campaign contribution limits and amplify political giving in states where it's seeking new contracts and settling accusations of overbilling taxpayers. A Centene spokesperson says the company follows all local, state, and federal laws. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
Happening today, Vice President Kamala Harris and other dignitaries are scheduled to speak at UCLA as part of the school's Get Out the Vote student rally. It marks Harris's third visit to SoCal since August, which included earlier discussions surrounding reproductive rights. In other news, if you stay up late enough, you can see a total lunar eclipse lighting up the night sky. That's when the moon completely enters the Earth's shadow. Bruce Betts is a chief scientist at the Planetary Society.
At 2:17 a.m., it'll be completely within the shadow. And then about an hour and a half later-ish, 3:42, it'll start coming out of the shadow.
He says the color often varies from one eclipse to another.
That's because red light makes it gets bent through the Earth's atmosphere, and so it actually bends around the Earth and makes it to the moon, so you end up with a red color.
Griffith Observatory is hosting an online viewing of the total lunar eclipse on its YouTube channel, starting at midnight tonight until 6 in the morning. The next total lunar eclipse is 3 years away. And the National Weather Service says the Los Angeles Basin could receive between 1 and 3 inches of rain between now and Wednesday. That's going to provide much-needed relief for dry stretches of Southern California, but with heavier rain expected tomorrow, meteorologist Todd Hall says that's also triggered a flood watch in recent burn areas.
When there's a potential for, you know, flash flooding or mud and debris flows near burn areas, your life could be in danger. So please heed those evacuation orders.
The flood watch remains in effect until tomorrow night. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary. You can read more on LAist.com or listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.